Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. I was going to say last week someone asked me this, but I'm actually scheduling this ahead of time because I'm so organised. So at some point in the last few weeks, for full disclosure and honesty and authenticity, somebody asked me what comes first, believing you can lose weight or putting in the work to lose weight. And I thought that is such a good question. So here we are on the podcast discussing it. Now, to caveat this, I think it's somewhat individual and some people probably need to do more work on the side of believing in themselves first, and other people probably need to do more work on the side of actioning. Now, I would argue that most people, now even if I'm saying that, probably almost everyone will benefit from taking action, some kind of action. But the argument against this is kind of that some people will claim that you won't fully commit to something unless you believe you can achieve it. And I don't totally disagree with that. But I think that the belief really comes from the proof, right? It's like sitting at home and waiting to suddenly feel confident. It's like, probably going to have to do something that makes you feel more confident, right? Like edge yourself out of that comfort zone, i.e. take a bit of action. But this is why I like to break things down. So rather than do you believe that you can lose all of the weight that you have to lose, which maybe seems like a big task, do you believe that you can set some targets with me this week and stick to them? You know, and actually the goal might not just be weight loss. It might be like, do you believe that you can maintain this weight loss forever? And you're like, oh God, I don't know. I don't think I could ever do that. Okay, well, do you think you can maintain it this week? Okay, cool. And then let's make a plan for the next week based on what you have coming up that week. And do you think you can stick to that? Yeah, okay, right, okay. And you break it down. And the targets that you're setting, the aim of them is to get you closer to that goal, whether it is fat loss, whether it is maintenance or building muscle or whatever that goal might be. And once we have those check-ins and we set those targets, it's like, great, okay, let's see where we're at the end of week one. If we need to adjust it, we'll adjust it. Now, usually, given the way that I set targets with clients and I focus on meeting them where they're at and using range targets, those targets often don't really need adjusting that much. I won't go into range targets right now because I've mentioned it numerous times, but you can go back, you can search Spotify, ESG, range targets, it will come up. Have a little listen to that because that is like one of the really key points that so many people find is like the clicking point for them actually achieving fat loss and maintaining it. Now, by taking 1 week at a time, you prove to yourself that you can do it, right? You can get through that week and hit those targets, and not just get through, but like thrive during that week and hit those targets. And then when you start to lose weight, that's where your confidence comes from that you can do this thing, right? So rather than focusing on the full marathon, can you do the next mile? Focus on losing the first 3 pounds before you start overwhelming yourself with the whole 30 pounds that you have to lose or 100 pounds that you have to lose. And if you focus on winning the week and you don't look too far ahead, you won't get as overwhelmed, right? And when I say winning the week, that also requires setting realistic targets with some flexibility within them. The whole point in a range target is that if you stay within that range, you will be moving forward. That's it, right? So many people get fixated on like exactly 1500 calories. And then when they have 1600, they're like, oh, I've ruined everything and I've failed. And it's like, you are still in a deficit. The reason that you ruined everything is because by going 100 calories over, you thought that you'd wrecked it and then you did overeat because of your mindset behind it. And you feel like a failure because you didn't stick to this arbitrary number. Whereas realistically, your maintenance might be about 2000. You've gone over your calories by 100. You're still in a 400 calorie deficit. You're just not in a 500 calorie deficit. You've still lost fat. That's why range targets work. And then once you start to see and feel the difference, you start believing that you can achieve it. And that's where the belief comes from. I don't think many people start believing in themselves without taking action. And here's the thing. You don't need to fully believe before you start. You just need to believe that you can take that first step. So if you were like, oh, I want to run a marathon, but I don't think I could ever do that. Okay, cool. I don't care that you don't think you can do it. Can you go out for a run today? Can you go out for a walk today? Can you do the first thing? Okay, cool. Then we'll worry about the next thing when we get there, instead of overwhelming yourself. And I think the belief usually comes from, in fact, I don't think, I know the belief usually comes from taking action, creating evidence, proving to yourself that you can. It certainly won't appear out of nowhere. So if you're waiting, then I highly recommend taking some action in the direction of your goal. You don't build confidence or self-belief without doing that. And you only need to believe in yourself enough to take that first step. And once you start believing in yourself, it translates to all areas of life, right? This is why we see so many of our clients lose fat, and then apply for new jobs or leave toxic relationships. They start to see what they're capable of, and their own self-worth improves at the same time. And a lot of people seem to wrongly attribute this to fat loss. It's not the fat loss that's improving your self-worth. It's the fact that you are setting targets, that you're showing up for yourself, that you consistently do that, that you start to feel better because you're fueling yourself, you're exercising. It's really the actions that have this impact. And I'll also add that having someone else that believes in you when you don't yet is so powerful. And I noticed this in both coaching and mentoring. Being able to see someone's potential and believing in their ability to achieve it gives people such a confidence boost. And sometimes it just takes that one person to believe in you. So if you're looking for someone to back you towards your goals and show you where to focus your efforts to get the most out of them, head over to esgfitness.co.uk, fill in the application form. And if you're a coach, head over to afmentors.com and do the same.